The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. We once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we talk various topics and we try and gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Last episode, we discussed the hurdles in the path of worship. Now, we will, inshallah, continue this topic in this episode further. Be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you will be learning. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intention. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As you're watching this program, you can make this intention. You will watch this from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, last week we were discussing regarding the hurdles which come in the path of worship. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we face certain kinds of worship. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned in Minhajul Abideen, there are awa'iqi arba'a. There are four hurdles which specifically mentioned, and he has also given their solution. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says, number one, nafs, then shaitan, then worldly relations and dunya. These are the hurdles when a person strives to do ibadah. When he wants to perform worship, these hurdles, they come in between. Now, first of all, nafs, which we discussed in the last episode. And to overcome this, to tackle this, we learned two solutions. One was self-motivation, and the second was sabr. We'll continue. How can we have this patience? And this patience will help us to combat our nafs, right? Our nafs wants comfort. And when we will have sabr over discomfort, so inshallah, there will be a solution to do ibadah. Isn't it? So let me mention a beautiful account, a hadith. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that once we were with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and we went to a ghazwa. On our way back, we had stopped over in a mountainous area. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam ordered us to rest there. All Sahaba ikram and Ridwan, they stopped in order to rest. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, who would guard at night? There were two Sahaba. One was the Muhajir Sahabi and one was Ansari Sahabi. They stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to attain this blessing. Please accept us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted them. Hence, these both Sahaba, they started guarding the army of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. And they were keeping an eye on the enemy. They both discussed between them, and it was decided that half night one would rest and one would keep an eye, and the other half, the other would sleep, and the next would keep an eye on the surroundings. The first part of the night, Muhajir Sahabi, he rested, and Ansari Sahabi, he guarded. After some time, that Ansari Sahabi, he started praying, and in Salah, he started the recitation of Surah Kahf. Meanwhile, a person from the enemy, he climbed up the mountain and he started throwing arrows. So the first arrow that got penetrated in the body of that Sahabi who was praying Allahu Akbar. Look at the zawq, the love for ibadah of that Sahabi Rasul. Even he had an arrow penetrated in his body, but he did not move. And he remained busy in Salah, the cruel enemy hit another arrow. And that also got penetrated in his body. But yet, Sahabi Rasul did not break his Salah. And the third arrow also got penetrated in his body. Now that Sahabi Rasul, companion of the Prophet, he quickly finished his Salah, the ruku and sujood. After finishing his Salah, he woke up his fellow brother. When the enemy observed that this person is not alone here, he ran away. Now the Mahani Sahabi, he quickly took the arrows out of his body and he asked him, why did you not wake me up? And that Ansari Sahabi said, Allahu Akbar. I had started one surah of Quran in my salah and I did not like to leave that in the middle without completing it. By Allah, had Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam not given me the responsibility of guarding the army, I would have given my life, but I would definitely complete that surah. Allahu Akbar. Ibadat mein lag jaye dil ya ilahi, mere dil se ghaflat ka parda hata de khuda, nafs ne hai tabahi machayi, meri sab buri khwahishon ko mita de. Allah, remove all my carnal desires. May I get the taste of ibadah. May I want to do ibadah. May the nafs and shaitan go far away from me. Look at the level of patience he had. Allahu Akbar. We're talking about sabr is something when a person attains, then this sabr helps that person to get rid of the hurdle of nafs. He had three arrows penetrated in his body, but yet he continued ibadah. And what is our condition? For very small excuses, we miss salah. For very small excuses, we miss psalm. We miss fasting. On little excuses, we do not recite the Holy Quran. We don't learn Deen Islam. We don't perform ibadah. We miss jama'at. We don't come to masjid. We don't travel in madani qafile. We have a little headache, we leave our wazaif. But if we have patience over these small excuses, then we will not be bothered. We will not, inshallah, leave our ibadah because of these excuses. Because we will have patience. We will have sabr, inshallah. And the sabr will help us combat against the hurdle in the path of worship. Inshallah. Because we have to make our mindset, no matter what happens, whether I have discomfort or comfort, I'll have to perform ibadah. I'd rather have sabr on discomfort, but I will never miss ibadah. This is how you will get used to of fighting against your nafs, inshallah. And you won't miss ibadah. And a day will come when this ibadah will become food for your spirit and soul. And then you will not be able to live life without it. And you will want this food. You will want to soothe your soul. And you will want to do ibadah. That level will come, inshallah. Sabar se aur namazon se chaho madad puri karwaye har ek hajat namaz jo musalman panchon namazein padhe le chalegi inhe suve jannat namaz dekho Allah naraz ho jayega bhaiyo tum kabhi chhodna mat namaz. You should seek help through sabr and salah. You should never miss salah. If we miss salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be displeased with us. And this salah will lead us towards Jannah, inshaAllah. The second hurdle in the path of worship is shaitan. The best way to get rid of whispers of shaitan is that you should keep your attention away from shaitan. Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she was asked by someone, do you consider Iblis as your enemy? She said, I am so indulged in the love of my Rahman Rabb Azza wa Jal that I don't even think about my enemy, Shaitan. So it's the best way possible that you just get your attention away from Shaitan, whispers of Shaitan. Keep yourself busy in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Shaitan whispers, then do not listen his waswasa. Don't act upon his waswasa. Rather go opposite what he is suggesting you. If this is against ibadah, meaning if he gives you waswasa not to do ibadah, maybe do it later, makes you lazy, you should do the opposite. You should do ibadah instead. Go against shaitan if it is in the favor of ibadah. Further learn about the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about the adabat, the punishments. Inshallah, that will help you not to follow shaitan, rather follow the footsteps of pious predecessors, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and the teachings of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah. And how you can get protection from shaitan? Another way, you should say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You should go under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against shaitan. Allah will protect you, inshaAllah. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that Sufiya ikram rahmatullahi alayhim say, the one who recites 21 times La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim 21 times and blows on water, does dam, and then he drinks that in the morning and evening, inshaAllah, he will be protected from the wasabis of shaitan, the whispers of shaitan, to very good extent. May Allah protect us from the whispers of shaitan. Another way of learning more about your enemy shaitan is that you know and learn about the tactics of shaitan. There are certain books available, inshallah, that will help you. And there is one book called Waswase aur Unka Ilaj. You will be able to learn how you can tackle the wasawis of shaitan, whispers of shaitan, inshaAllah. Nafsu shaitan ho gaye ghalib, inke chungal se tu chhuda ya rab, neem ja kar diya gunahon ne, marz isyan se de shifa ya rab, talibe maghfirat tu ya Allah, bakhsh haydar ka wasta ya rab. The third hurdle which we find when we perform ibadah is our worldly relations. We get our mindset that we have to perform ibadah, we want to perform ibadah, we want to offer salah, we want to recite the Holy Quran, we want to recite durood, right? And we want to offer nawafil. But what happens? A friend comes, he says, okay, let's go for outing, let's go for dinner, let's go for lunch, let's go for tea, okay? And we waste a lot of time just talking, useless talking sometimes. And Allah forbid sometimes haram talking. Yes. Backbiting, lying, tale-telling, slandering. And because of these gatherings, because of these worldly relations, these sittings, much of our time is wasted and we get deprived of doing ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So worldly relations are also sometimes as a hurdle in the path of worship. There was a pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people, they used to come and sit with him. When they would disperse, he would say, when you're going, do not go together. Rather, go alone to your houses. Because when you go together, you will waste your time in talking. And when you will be alone, maybe you'll be able to recite Salat al-Nabi or your recitation of the Holy Quran. And this is how you can make most of your time. So respect viewers, in this day and age, when we've got our companions, maybe their relatives, their friends, our family members, okay? When we talk about the worldly relations, they serve as a hurdle in the path of worship. So remember that, what kind of time are we spending with these relations? This is also important. Sometimes you're doing sila rahmi, sometimes you're giving them time. Okay, you're doing their tarbiyah, your family, your kids, they need time. Okay, but we need to learn what is equality time. What sort of time should we spend? Not watching films and dramas, listening to music, going to cinemas, astaghfirullah. Is this the time you're giving to the family or your relatives or your relations? Astaghfirullah. No. First, we have to learn how to give time to your family. Travel in Madani Qafile. Come and attend Ijtimaat of Dawat Islami. Watch Madani Channel. Learn how productive and quality time should be given to our family, which is good for this dunya and the hereafter. But if you're giving good time with good intentions to your family, you're giving them, teaching them, doing their tarbiyat, inshallah, this is something different. But what we are talking about, because of these relations, we end up committing sins or wasting time and we get deprived of doing ibadah. This is what is being discussed here. And our companion is also this one. This makes us waste most of our time. Everybody knows in this day and age. Maybe we don't go out so much with our friends. We don't waste time with our relatives so much. Even some people don't give time to their family because of this. Gadgets and phones. Everybody is busy on their phones. Allahu Akbar. Wasting time. Some people are just committing sins on the phones, gadgets. And because they are spending hours and hours and hours on social media, with a negative use of social media I'm talking about, and they get deprived of doing ibadah. They miss jamaat, they miss salah, they miss so many good deeds, what they could do if they had used their time productively. Even if you would like to use social media, use it positively. Dawat Islami has got so many social media accounts. Go and watch and learn. Do some courses, alhamdulillah, online courses available. We've got website. Use your time in learning, and then after learning, use your time in ibadah. You need to set priorities. Once Hazrat Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala and asked from his father, Mawla Ali Mashkil Kusha, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajahul Kareem, O Abu Jan, dear dad, please tell me, do you love me? It was replied, yes, of course, I do. It was asked, what about my brother Hussein radiallahu anhu? Do you love him too? He radiallahu anhu said, yes, I do. It was then asked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you love him? He said, of course. Now Hasan radiallahu ta'ala and asked, do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also? It was replied, yes, of course, I do. Now the son, he said, in our chest there's only one heart. Then how can so many loves can gather in one heart? As Mawla Ali Mashkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem is Babi Madinatul Ilm. He is the door of the city of knowledge. He replied, O son, I love you all. So here it means I love you, but I love you for the sake of Allah. And whenever the time of ibadah comes, I forget you and I remain busy in worshipping my Rabb Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah. We have got relations. We need to fulfill their rights too. But we need to set priorities. When it is the time of ibadah, when it's the time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should dedicate our time in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these relations, no matter how close they are, they should not become hurdle in the path of worship. In respect, it was the fourth hurdle which Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentioned in Minhajul Abidin is dunya, this world. Yes, when we remain busy in our businesses and we miss salah, when we remain busy at work and we miss salah, this dunya is a hurdle, a big hurdle in the path of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خدا کو بھول گئے لوگ فکر روزی میں خیال رزق ہے رازق کا کچھ خیال نہیں. People have forgotten their Rabb in search of livelihood. They are thinking about risk, but they have forgotten Razzaq Azza wa Jal. The one who provides risk, how is it possible? I'll miss 5 daily prayers and then I expect barakah in my income. You may be earning a lot of money, but you won't have barakah in that. But when you pray, when you do sujood in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe you will be earning less, but you will have so much barakah, peace and sukoon in your life. Don't forget the one who provides you. Don't forget the one who gives you rizqi halal. Do stand before him. Do ruku. Do sujood in his court, respected viewers. Don't let this dunya come and serve as a hurdle between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we try and tackle these 4 hurdles which come in the path of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I repeat, nafs, shaitan, worldly relations, and the final one which we just discussed was dunya. That's all for today. We'll be back next week. We'll try to learn something different and try to gather more pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light.